The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Last night, President Trump plunged the country into chaos without a shred of warning. The Trump administration announced a halt to virtually all federal funds across the country. In an instant, Donald Trump has shut off billions, perhaps trillions of dollars that directly support states, cities, towns, schools, hospitals, small businesses, and most of all, American families. This is a dagger at the heart of the average American family in red states, in blue states, in cities, in suburbs, in rural areas. It is just outrageous. Funds for things like disaster assistance, local law enforcement, rural hospitals, aid to the elderly, food for people in need, all are on the chopping block in this new administration. Why? They need tax cuts for the ultra wealthy, and these cuts, they think, will fund them.
Oh! Nice plan. Holy crap, man. We are living in Project 2025. You know, the one that he said he didn't understand, he never read. It was disturbing, some of the ideas, you know. Of course, he didn't read them, but he knew that some of the ideas were disturbing. He literally just cut off so many trillions of dollars here. So that's everything. That's everything. That's already been appropriated by Congress. So... The idea here is, who needs Congress? Seriously. You remember when we were talking about the Impoundment Act and, it sounded like, something Wegovy could handle or, an Ozempic might be, efficacious. No. It has nothing to do with weight. Thank God. It's like the one thing in our lives that doesn't have to do with our weight. This has to do with the constitutional authority given to Congress in Article 1. You know, Congress comes before Article 2, which is the presidency. You know, because the president only has to see that the laws are faithfully executed. That's what his job is. Congress makes the laws. Congress appropriates the money. Congress decides what our priorities are. This is exactly, the opposite of what was intended in the constitutional order of things. This man doesn't give a rat's ass about the constitutional order of things. He's like, make me. Do you know what I mean? We're like dealing with a petulant child and, his petulant children who are now in charge of things like the Office of Management and Budget, who are now, they're not really confirmed yet. No, this Russell Vogt guy who, was the guy that was captured on the secret undercover video and was exposed as being a white Christian nationalist who believes that pretty much this government shouldn't serve anybody except for white Christian nationalists and everybody else can go to hell is, the message here. So he's not confirmed yet. He's not confirmed. Those hearings did not go swimmingly well. Every single Democrat asked him about the Impoundment Act. Every single Democrat asked him, does he think he can ignore what Congress does? Does he think it's in his purview to, sit on funds that were appropriated by Congress to go to states, to go to Head Start, to go to Medicaid, to go to the Inflation Reduction Act, to go to the infrastructure deal that took 2 years to craft and then execute? Does he think that he can say, I don't like the low-income heating program. I don't like LIHEAP. So I don't think we should fund it, Mr. President. Okay, that's do it. I mean, does he think that that's the case, right? You now have, people who are the attorneys, believe it or not, for things like Meals on Wheels, wondering if they're included in the cutoff of federal funding and whether or not they can food shop, prepare the meals, pay the people who prepare the meals, and then pay the people who deliver the meals or not. This is what where he's put us. This is the predicament where I'll tell you who's going to bring the lawsuit. I can pretty much guess. So we don't know. This is crazy. We don't know if Medicaid is included in the defunding of the governments of state. We don't know if they are going to the Medicaid program, not Medicare. They were very clear in this, you know, ridiculously thinly sourced, like made up piece of dung called a memo that they sent out announcing that there would be a federal freeze at the behest of the president, really at the behest of the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025. But this thinly, you know, sourced memo that they sent, it's just a bunch of gibberish, really. I have it. You can read it for yourself. It's in the homework. Go to randyrhodes.com and then click on homework. You can click through. The first thing you're going to get is the you. And, you know, it says you are who supports me. That's true. That's true. So you can do it. You can actually do it, or you can click past it. We don't make it like, you know, something disabling. Although it's my birthday and I think you should give. I do. I just think that that would be a nice thing to do today for me. But OK, enough said. Only because not only is it my birthday, but you know how I spent my birthday? Do you? Not only researching the Empowerment Act. Hey, who's jealous? You could do it, too. Just saying, if that's what's getting into your craw. Oh, she got to research the Empowerment Act and read the Constitution today, and I did not. Well, you can. Okay, so just opening the door for you, letting you know that it's possible for you to do that. The other thing that you can't do without a doctor's prescription is the other thing I did, which was I had a bone density test, everybody.
Oh.
That's how old I am. What do you mean you've never had a bone density test before? Oh, you're going to go there and you're going to lay on that thing right there and they're going to x-ray your bones, your bag of bones. That's how I spent my birthday. Isn't that delightful? Well, of course I did.
Happy birthday, Rand.
You know what? I don't even want to play along. I'm just, you know, people said Happy New Year. And I was like, okay, I'll play along, you know, because it was kind of a universal thing and everybody had high hopes and they were pretending that this was not going to unfold and happen. But of course, we knew better. So I just said, all right, I'll play along. But my birthday, no, not unless you're going to donate. If you're going to donate, yay, yay you. So I'll celebrate my birthday with you, but nobody else. Nobody, I'm withholding. I am. Because honestly, that's how I spent my birthday. That's how that was my, you know, delightful birthday. And you know, when they scheduled it, I did not realize it was on my birthday. But oh, how appropriate. Anyway, last night, he threw us into complete and utter disarray. I don't know what array looks like in this country anymore, but we're in disarray. And people like the Meals on Wheels guy, he doesn't know whether or not he's going to continue to see funds come his way, okay? But I'll tell you who's going to sue. This is like a no-brainer for me. You know Medicaid? Yes, that's aid for the poor, care for the elderly. I have a Medicare for the elderly card that paid for my bone density screening on my birthday. Today, thank God. But Medicaid is for the poor. But here's one of the cutouts. Here's one of the exceptions. Medicaid becomes the thing that pays for your nursing home if you are without any ability to pay for your nursing home, meaning you have no assets. You don't own a car. You don't even own the teeth in your head, okay? You don't own anything. You still got payments on those. If you are destitute, okay, and you are elderly and frail and you need care, daily care, then the nursing home will actually declare you destitute and indigent, and you might qualify for Medicaid if you're in the right state at the right time with the right, you know, person filling out your application for you. And now we don't know if Medicaid was cut off in this cutoff of federal funding. And if it was, nursing homes are going to just line up for with lawsuits, which leads me to what he asked for yesterday. Donald Trump wants immunity from civil lawsuits. You know, the Supreme Court and its, infallible wisdom gave him immunity from, crimes, from criminal activity committed as an official act like this, violating the Constitution. You know what I mean? Like, this is another insurrection by a different name.